The new 520 floating bridge is up and running now, but Seattle's Montlake neighborhood faces 12 more years of construction related to the span. Transportation officials updated the city this week on plans to replace the western segment of the highway. Neighbors are concerned they could lose their largest grocery store in the process. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
The State Transportation Department's main focus is rebuilding parts of 520 that connect I-5 to Lake Washington. It's expected to be done by 2027. To do it, WSDOT wants to tear down the Montlake Boulevard Market by the Montlake exit on 520. They want to use it as a construction staging area. But Montlake resident Lionel Job says that's outrageous.
My youngest kid walks to the market almost daily to go buy milk for us or to go buy his candy or whatever. It's one place that is actually safe that he can walk to. Montlake actually has a pretty bad walking score. This would definitely make it worse.
But the transportation department insists it needs the land and is in negotiations to acquire it. To ease some concerns, Julie Meredith at WSDOT says they will do public outreach starting next month.
And we'll be talking to them about how to make us a better partner, a better neighbor while we're doing this construction. So that'll include discussing the concerns that we've heard are noise, dust, visual blight.
City council members want more. They requested public updates on what happens next with the market. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.